With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. It might not be back to its natural pre-spill state, but a five-acre area that was inundated with oil after an Enbridge Energy Partners pipeline burst in Marshall Township has come a long way since the July 26th burst. The oil and contaminated material from the area adjacent to Talmadge Creek has been cleaned up for more than a month, and native grasses are covering the ground in a thick coating of green. While only tests for 4th and 7th graders survived the narrowing of the Michigan Educational Assessment Program writing tests this fall, the state previously gave short writing tests to all 3rd through 8th graders but decided to refocus with a 2-hour test in just 2 grades in hopes of achieving greater statistical reliability in the scoring. Income tax revenues coming in higher than expected in Michigan, a sign that more people are working or earning more money. Governor Granholm said yesterday that the state general fund is expected to have about $100 million more than the state economist estimated in May when the books are closed on the budget year that ended September 30th. Well, with that good news from the state treasurer, Governor Granholm is now calling on state lawmakers to appropriate $25 million of that money to fund the Pure Michigan advertising campaign as soon as possible. Last month, the 2010 Pure Michigan fall advertising campaign fell silent because of a lack of funding, which was, quote, a major blow to Michigan's tourism-related business, according to George Zimmerman, vice president of Travel Michigan, a business unit of the MEDC. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.